Welcome to
episode 210 of Teodoro Gallo Bookmakers.
Good morning, how are you? I'm hoping you're fine. First, let's talk about bookbinding. In the last week, I have made 2.5 books. Half the book is that's sewed up with the mull on the side, but I haven't made the covers yet, which is half the book. But the two that I finished, the first one is the Yes Moat Boat, which is graphic paper on one side and line paper on the left side with famous people related to bookbinding or papermaking. This is the revised edition. The original edition had the pictures in small pictures on the left side, on the left page, and no information about the people. This revised edition, the pictures are about half a page. There's only about 8 or 9. And then there's a short paragraph about what they've done. So it's informational, educational, and useful. I finished that, and there has a raised cover. Parts of the cover are raised, outdent instead of indented. And it's brown, earthy paper cover. And it works out quite well. It also has a closing strap and a bookmark. And it's A6 in size. I finished that and then immediately started on a B6 size graph note paper. It's just graph note paper. There's no pictures, but it also has a raised cover, a triangle, and it's blue. 100 pages. This one's 100 pages. I believe Yes Moat Boat is also 100 pages. And today or tomorrow, I will start on the third book, which is going to be another graph paper, but it is A5 in size. So it's much larger than the other two. But I don't have much time, so I have to plan that for today or tomorrow. Also for today or tomorrow, or definitely by the end of this week, I have to restore a book. It's not a very thick book. It's maybe 20, 30 pages, but the cover is paper. The cover and the back cover, which were glued together, have come apart. I just have to add probably some mull on the inside and wrap it all up again. Should be fairly simple, I hope. I don't find anything too difficult when I open it up. And then I have to finish that and finish the A5 size graph notebook, and I have to send a book to someone who has purchased it. Speaking of which, you can purchase my books. They're not so expensive. You can go to teodorigawabookmakers.podbean.com to find out more. And now writing. Let's talk about writing for a moment. Okay, let's talk about writing. Have I finished anything? That would be a big no. Have I written on anything? That would be a big yes. I have written on Jiapon. I have written on my genre book, which is called Fear Itself. And what I've done with that is I've made sure that almost every scene and much dialogue is tense. So they might be friendly to each other, but their vocabulary and their language is not nice. It's a little bit more, not angry, but competitive. That's it. It's competitive and tense. Let me give you a quick example, because this is for the writing people. I had characters A and B go from place one to place two. And in that travel, they discussed stuff. It was important to the plot, but it was kind of boring. So I added gunfire. It's taking place during a war. So I added a drone, and they were escaping the drone. And then person A and person B were also testing each other to see if the other person was who he said he was, or if he was willing to do what the other person said. So they were doing two things at the same time, giving us information we need, arguing, and trying to escape the drone. I wonder if they escaped the drone. Well, I have to finish that. That's what I did. I made it from straightforward information dump to a more intense, more tense, competitive situation, which I think worked out better. Also, I could see them more clearly in my mind where they were sitting. So sometimes I had person A look right to talk to person B. Sometimes I had them turn left to talk to person B. they're sitting in a car. They're not going to be moving around. So I changed that. That's called editing, I believe. I have worked on those two, and I have done nothing else on writing. For example, I did nothing on Bochan. I did work on, what I worked on was Jiapan and the genre novel Fear Itself. If you are interested in numbers, Fear Itself has gone from 15,000 words to 17,000 words with a lot of changes in between. 15,000 words was A, 17,000 words is only 2,000 words more, but the inside has changed a bit. So that's what I've done on that. So 15,000 to 17,000, and Jiapan is a whole bunch. It's almost finished. They can't seem to get it started to finish it. So we'll see what happens. And of course, Bochan's bartender is just sitting there waiting for me to order something. So I need to finish binding a book, restoring a book, and writing two novels, at least two novels. I have five, at least two novels. So that's what I'll be doing in the next decade or so. Anyway, thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon, and please take care.